As you've heard this morning, debate around a voice to Parliament is already escalating. The government is aiming for a referendum around the second half of next year. Catherine Murphy is the political editor for The Guardian. Catherine, I think you're in the chair now as we do musical chairs. How do you see it evolving over the next 12 months?
Look, I think let's provide just some quick translation services to what Andrew Bragg has just told listeners. I think that might be helpful. Andrew Bragg's saying a couple of things. He's saying that the government has to bring together the whole game. What he means by that is, as he said very clearly, the government needs to define the scope of the representative body. Now, I think there are some Liberals who would be able to support a voice to Parliament in the event the remit of the body was narrow. In the event the remit of the body was a direct report, say, for example, to the Indigenous Affairs Minister rather than the entire Parliament. So I think what Andrew Bragg, as a long-time supporter of The Voice, is signalling is that, you know, there is a window or a capacity here for the government to bring together something approximating a bipartisan position if they are prepared to articulate a relatively narrow scope of report for the voice body. Now, that's really interesting, but it also begs the question whether or not a narrow remit for that body is acceptable to the Labor government, also whether a narrow remit for that body is acceptable to the Indigenous leadership. Because we're sort of looking at a scenario, I think, Patricia, like we saw with the National Integrity Commission, right? Is there a grand bargain to be had here? I think that's what Andrew Bragg is asking in full public sight. Now, I don't know the answer to that question because there's too many moving parts there, but that really is the main game for how this lands or doesn't over the next weeks and months. So it's a really clarifying question that Andrew Bragg has posed this morning.
I think so too, and thank you for decoding it. We're out of time, but yesterday, of course, the censure motion was passed condemning the former Prime Minister Scott Morrison on his multiple ministries. Because I haven't got enough time to hear what you think, I'm going to point people to your column because it's an excellent column today and I think what you think is beautifully articulated in it. So go ahead and read Catherine's column. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks, Patricia.
That way you've got a print version of Catherine and you've also been able to hear her analysis on the Voice to Parliament proposition. Catherine Murphy, political editor for The Guardian. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.